Okay, good evening, everybody. Lichtig a Chanukah Sameach, a happy Chanukah, again, Erev Shabbos, and again, Erev Chodesh Tov. Welcome back, everybody, to our Erev Shabbos Pirkei Avos class learning. We didn't meet last week because of the legal holiday. Not because of the legal holiday, that's what, not why we didn't meet. I had to be out of town for personal reasons, that's why we didn't meet. So welcome back, and I see my mother-in-law's joining us, so good evening, Ima. And thank you to everybody who took the time. I know this week people have Hanukkah parties, masibas, chagigas. Apparently it's the machokas about who calls them masibas and who calls them chagigas. I didn't know about this till recently. So let me get started with the sponsors of tonight's shiur. So I go in the order in which I received the sponsorships. The first sponsor of tonight's shiur is Devorah Maybloom. She is sponsoring for the yahrzeit of her father, which was yesterday, 27 Kislev. May the nesham of Hachover Shalom ben Shabsai, Alav Shalom merit an aliyah, and the schus of the Torah that we will share this evening. It is also sponsored by Fran Siklik, and when Mrs. Siklik sponsors, this is the second time, it's a surprise, because the old-fashioned snail mail way, I get an envelope addressed to Micha Haaretz with a sponsorship and a note. And I'm going to show you all, because it's amazing. Remember these, when we used to actually mail notes to people? So it's also sponsored by Fran Siklik, and this is the sponsorship in memory of her father, Zev Wolf Ben Shlomo, Alav Hashal, Mr. William Packer, whose yahrzeit is Gimel Chanukah, also Chof Zion Kislev. She is also sponsoring with gratefulness to the Torah learning that we share together. And she writes about her father. He was a visionary spirit in many ways who moved his family from Brooklyn to Lawrence in the 1960s. He became a reliable, regular, and necessary participant in the only Orthodox meeting at the time within Lawrence, which was at Congregation Beth Shalom. Seeing how the five towns has blossomed and flourished with devotion to Torah, tefillah, and Torah learning, displayed by your classes, for women no less, must be affording his neshama tremendous nachas. So we also hope and wish that the neshama of Zev Wolf Ben Shlomo should merit only a neshama and the schus of the Torah we will share. Late last night, someone reached out to me about sponsoring, late last night. And it's very interesting. She emailed me, contact through my website. Her name is Melissa Goldstein. And I received this email. I had back-to-back shiurim last night. I saw the email between shiurim and after the second shiur. This was around 9:30, 10 o'clock last night. This was confirmed. And what does she want to sponsor for? And this is a topic that I was very taken because it's very close to my heart. Melissa Goldstein emailed me through my website. I've never met her. My mom is scheduled for a cochlear implant surgery tomorrow, 12/2, meaning today. I know this is very last minute, but would it be at all possible to sponsor the shiur tomorrow in honor that she has a refuah shalema? Her name is Yocheved Bat Liba. It would mean a lot to us to have people learning in her zcha that the cochlear implant surgery go well. So anyone who knows me knows that this is a topic very close to my heart. So therefore, may the neshama of Hachover Shalom Ben Shabsai, the father of Devorah Maybloom, merit an aliyah neshama. May the neshama of Zev Wolf Ben Shlomo, Mr. William Packer, merit an aliyah neshama. And may it be not only a successful cochlear implant surgery and refuah, but a future of much hearing in good health for Yocheved Bat Liba. Okay, let us get started. As always, I thank our current and past and future sponsors. Let's get started. So, it's Hanukkah, and Pirkei Avos, and Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh. So everything is going to come together in tonight's shiur. I'm going to go to the handout that I prepared for you. Where is it? I just have to find it. Here we go. Okay, so could you see it says here, Pirkei Avos Shabbos Chanukah 5782 at Tabi screen? Yes, okay, very good. Thank you so much. So we go to the first Mishnah, the second Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. And it's a Mishnah that we have spoken about, and it's quite a well-known Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Perek B. So the Mishnah tells us, Shimon HaTzadik Kayim Mishiyai Knesset HaGadolah. Shimon the Righteous was one of the last remaining of the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah. Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, Al Shlosha Dvarim HaOlam Omeid, upon three things does the world stand. And al haTorah v'al haAvodah v'al gemilas chasadim. So the world stands upon three things, and those three things are Torah, which we know corresponds to Avraham Avinu, Avodah, which corresponds to Yitzchak, and gemilas chasadim. I said it wrong. Torah corresponds to Yaakov Avinu, Avoda corresponds to Yitzchak Avinu, and Gemilas Chasadim corresponds to Avram Avinu. And without these three pillars, the world would cease to exist. So what is the pillar of Avoda? It's a lengthy Rabbeinu Yonah. It's a beautiful commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah on the Mishnah. I didn't want to take the time because I have other material prepared. But if you look at Rabbeinu Yonah, you will see that he clearly writes, excuse me, this commentary to the Mishnah, that because Avoda is really Avodas Karbanos, the sacrificial offerings that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash every single day, but we do not have the Beis HaMikdash anymore, therefore we don't have Karbanos anymore, and so instead the Avoda today is Tefillah. We do not have Karbanos, which is the Avoda that holds up the world, and therefore the third pillar that holds up the world is the Avoda of Tefillah. So keeping that in mind, and our shir is really going to be touching much upon this concept of tefillah, as well as the inyan of Shabbos Chanukah. So the pasuk tells us in Sefer Vayikra, I know we're not even finished Bereishis yet, but we're skipping a little bit ahead, and you will see how it relates to the Mishnah and Chanukah, the insight we're about to quote, and tefillah. So the pasuk says, as the Sefer Vayikra opens, Vayikra el Moshe, Vayidaber Shem Elav me'ohel moed lemar. So he called, and he called to Moshe, and Hashem spoke to him from the tent of meeting, saying, now what is Vayikra? Every book of Chumash has a different appellation. So Bereishis is known as Sefer HaYetzirah, Sefer Bereishis, Sefer HaYashar, and Sefer HaSimanim. Sefer Shmos is known as Sefer HaGeula. Sefer Bamidbar is Sefer HaPikudim. Sefer Devarim is Mishnah Torah. So what is Vayikra? Torah Kohanim. Why is it called Torah Kohanim? Because it's the law book for the priests. The vast majority of Sefer Vayikra has to do with Tuma, Tahara, Korbanus, Tzara'as, all topics that come under the jurisdiction of the Kohen, which is why it's called Torah Kohanim. Torah Kohanim literally means the instruction book for the priests. That's why, by the way, in English it's translated, I think it came from Greek, not English, Leviticus, or Latin, not Greek. Leviticus, because the first two words of the word Leviticus are Levi. Okay, it's Torah Kohanim. So what is Vayikra about? Tzav, Shmini, it's about Karbanos. Even Tazria Mitzvah, which are about Tzaras, include the Karbanos that the Tami person has to bring when they finish the purification process. Is that from Deborah Maybloom, who just wrote something without her name? I assume so, but I'm not sure. If you could confirm, she wrote that her father was an Ish Emes who was devoted to his children in the Breyer's Kehila, where he was the administrator. Okay, so let's go. So, Daber al B'nei Yisrael v'amar to Aleihim. You should speak to B'nei Yisrael and say to them, Adam ki yakruv mikem karban la'Hashem, a man from amongst you, and he brings an offering to God, min ha-behema, min ha-bakor, min ha-tzon, takrivu es karbanchem. From the animals and from the flocks and from the sheep, he should bring his karban. Okay, so we see, we have an introduction here that we are talking about karbanos. Yes, the Vera Mebum, thank you. So we are talking about karbanos. So Rav Soloveitchik, we're going to go to a comment from the Rav on the concept of Karbanos, but interestingly, it's related very much to this time period of Chanukah. Right? From the time of the Chashmonaim, Rav Soloveitchik says as follows, from the time of the Chashmonaim and the Misyavnim, so the Chashmonaim were the Kohanim who fought for Torah, who fought for Yahadus in the land of Israel, and the Misyavnim. Unfortunately, the Misyavnim were those Jews who became Hellenists. They Hellenized and they went to the other side. They became like the Greeks. From the time of the Chashmonaim, the Kohanim who fought for purity of Torah, and the Misyavnim, the Hellenists who went over to the other side, Sefer Vayikra has been attacked mercilessly for the institution of Korbanos. Okay? Why? Because we live in a society where we cannot understand the institution of Korbanos. So apparently, even all the way back to pre-Churban Bayesheni, from the time of the Hellenists, Sefer Vayikra has been attacked mercilessly for the institution of Karbanos. The Gemara tells a story, famous at the end of Maseches Sukkah, okay? The Gemara tells a story of Miriam Bat Bilga. She was apostatized and she married a Greek officer. Again, this is the time of the Chashmonaim, the time of the Greek insurgency in the land. And the Gemara tells a story of Miriam, the daughter of Bilga, who was a Kohen, and she apostatized and she married a Greek officer. So it was a time of rampant assimilation. It was a time when Torah was being lost. She herself entered the temple. She was a Bas Kohen. She removed her shoe and she banged it on the altar. And she exclaimed, and this is what the Gemara says, wolf, wolf, speaking to God, Kaviyacha, how long will you consume the material wealth of the Jewish people while you do not protect them in their time of need? Okay? So this is a great travesty, a great apikorsus, a great rebellion against Ribbono Shel Olam. And it has happened, unfortunately, in the time of the Hanukkah miracle. Before that, there were many Jews who were no longer following Torah and mitzvot. And this Miriam Bas Bilga entered the temple, the Beis HaMikdash. She took her shoe off. She banged the side of the Mizbeach. And she said, wolf, wolf, how long will you, just like a wolf, consume? So Kaviyacha, how long will you consume the material wealth of the Jewish people while you do not protect them in their time of need? Furthermore, says the Rav, the early Christians sought to attack the institution of the temple and took aim at the korbanos, the sacrificial offerings, and the temple service. Anyone familiar with the history of this period knows how deep their hatred ran towards Toras Kohanim. I told you, Toras Kohanim is the appellation for what? Sefer Vayikra. How deep their hatred ran for Toras Kohanim, Vayikra. A hatred that only intensified during the rise of Christianity in the Middle Ages. So perhaps they said, it made us look backwards, it made us look like cavemen. It was a cruel service, they perhaps said. Today you have the organization called PETA, which is People Against Ethical for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and it's really just also a front for anti-Semitism. It's a very anti-Semitic group. So once again, you see that they are attacking our very beliefs. The church consistently sought to deride and belittle the institution of Korbanos. Now, we don't take out Sefer Vayikra just because the Beis HaMikdash doesn't stand anymore. We still say that the three pillars are Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. Oh, we don't have the Avodah Korbanos anymore. However, it still holds up the world. Today, we substitute tefillah instead. But really, it is the Korbanos themselves that hold up our world. And we see that this is another institution that the Misyavnim and the Greeks fought against, the institution of Korbanos, as symbolized by the fact that this Miriam Bas Bilga entered the temple and struck the altar. And she exclaimed, Kaviyachal, as if God was consuming our material possessions and he was not protecting us. So from the time of the Chashmonaim and Misyavnim, this is when Sefer Vayikra, Avoda, the third pillar that holds up the world, has become denigrated in the eyes of the Umos HaOlam. Throughout the years, the form of derision has changed, but the intent remains the same. And this was started again during this time period. You know, there's so many things that went awry during the time of the Chashmonaim and the Misyavnim and the Greeks that we're not even aware of. This, for example, this idea of the attack on Korbanos, I don't know that I myself was so aware of it. I mean, we knew that they wanted to uproot Torah, but specifically they took umbrage with Sefer Vayikra and the institution of Korbanos. I was listening to a shiur this morning by Rabbi Zev Leff, and he said two things that I was not aware of either, and that is that during the time of the Yevanim, any Jewish woman, before she went to the chuppah, she had to have relations, this was a law, with the Greek, whoever the governor of that region was. She had to go to him first and have relations with him first before she went to the chuppah. That was another law by the Greeks. And another law was that the Jews could not mint their own money, that the Greeks wanted the Jews to not have any material possessions. Everything had to be sort of belong to the Greeks and the Greek gods. The Jews cannot use their material possessions to serve the one true God, the Ribono Sha'olam. So we see there are other elements besides for the more famous Rosh Chodesh, no Rosh Chodesh, I should say, no Shabbos, no Mila, no Torah learning. There are many other institutions that the Greeks attacked. And one of them was, at that time, the Beis HaMikdash even still stood. But they wanted us not anymore to be doing the Seder Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, which is one of the main institutions of our Avodas Hashem, which holds up the world. One of the earliest, interestingly, the Rav says here, it's not only the Misyav, the Jews who Hellenized in the time of the Chashmonaim, but today, one of the earliest modifications enacted by Reform Judaism was the excision of Korbanos from Seder Tefillah. Interesting. Now, I've never looked in a Reform Seder. I don't plan on looking in a Reform Seder at any time, but they change many things in our prayers. You could barely call what they do reflection of our prayer book anymore. One of the early modifications enacted by Reform Judaism was excision of Korbanos from Seder Tefillah. This goes all the way back to the Misyavnim. You will call the Misyavnim the first reformers, if you will. Modern Bible criticism is a veiled, atheistic, and agnostic attempt to continue the Christian attack against Toras Kohanim. Remember, Toras Kohanim is Sefer Vayikra. The use of the term priestly code by Bible critics is a thinly concealed attempt to discredit Sefer Vayikra. So Torah they could handle, Gemilas Chasadim they could handle, but the pillar of Avodah, going back to the Misyavnim, this we cannot handle. And they all want to discredit Sefer Vayikra, branding it as a subsequent addition to the canon, written by a group of Kohanim after the return from the Babylonian exile to Tzion, which is also very interesting. Those who discredit Sefer Vayikra say, oh, Bereishis, Shmos, Genesis, and Exodus, and Numbers and Deuteronomy, maybe those are divine in nature, or maybe those were composed by Moses, but this book of Leviticus, it was added to the holy canon later. The rabbis added on their own. It's not divine in nature. Why? They said that they wanted to force a priestly aristocracy on the people. The Kohanim want to take your money. The Kohanim want to take your animals. They want a portion of your challah. They want a portion of your first fruits. They want a portion of your truma. They want a portion of your animal. They get the breast of the waving and the thigh of the waving. They get this piece and they get that piece. Interestingly, it's the Kohanim who went to fight against this ideal in the time of the Misyavnim and the Greeks. They were not fighting for themselves, the Chashmonaim, because they wanted extra portions. They were fighting for the sanctity of God and the sanctity of the Avodah, which holds up our world. It's not because they wanted that, you know, one fig out of 60 parts, so the Chashmonaim went to battle. They went to battle because the evil Greek empire rose, Lahashkicham Torasecha ulahavira michukei ritzonecha, because they said this is all, this is evil, this is thievery, the priests want to control us. The Chashmonaim, who were Kohanim, understood the very opposite, that this Avodah is one of the pillars that holds up our world. So even though the Syrian Greeks and the Misyavnim tried to eradicate it, wolf, wolf, how long will you consume the material goods of the Jewish people and not stand by them in their time of need? Nevertheless, the Chashmonaim, with pure intentions, going back to their great-great-grandfather, Pinchas, who rose up with pure intentions to kill Zimri. He didn't rise up to kill Zimri for his own honor, but Kano Eskinasi, because he rose up to avenge the honor of God. And this Midah was passed down to the descendants of Aaron, the descendants of Pinchas, all the way to the house of the Chashmonaim. And they understood that the temple service was at great risk of being devoured by the Yavanim and lost forever by the Hellenists. And it's still a battle that we're fighting today. The reformers have removed it. We daven every day that the temple should be restored and the Avodah should be restored. And this is a pillar that holds up the world that the non-believers want to erase from our religion. Says Rav Soloveitchik, Knesset Yisrael remains faithful and true to our Masorah, just like the Chashmonaim 2100 years ago. We have stood strongly in defense of Torah's Kohanim. We must defend Sefer Vayikra, even though we don't understand it. Listen, anyone who learns Parsha with me, I say every time we get up to the Sefer Vayikra, the exact same introduction. Number one, I quote Rav Shmuel Golden from Unlocking the Torah Text Vayikra, and he writes in his set of Sfarim that when people find out he's writing a commentary to the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, they say with glee, just wait till you get to Sefer Vayikra. Bereishis and Shemos are easy, but wait till you get to Sefer Vayikra. He says, I've lost count of the number of times that people have gleefully told me, wait till you get to Vayikra. In other words, it's so hard to teach, you're not going to be able to teach, which is not true. But it's a much more challenging book because it's very esoteric. So the Hellenists said, what do you need it for? You don't understand it? Get rid of it. The Greek says, what are you doing? What are you sacrificing these animals to your God for? He's consuming your money. The reformers in thousands of years later said the exact same thing. But the Torah true Jews coming from the Chashmonaim fought, the Chashmonaim or Kohanim, they fought not for their own honor, and we don't fight for our own honor, but we understand that there is Torah, there is Gemilas Chasadim, and there is Avodah, and it holds up the world. Today, some of you, like me, might say certain parts of Seder Korbanos, between Birkat HaShachar and Psukei Dezimra, depending on your Nusach, if you begin with Hodu, Baruch Sha'amar, there is Seder Korbanos. So a few years ago, thanks to Risa Ratman from Eretz Yisrael, Har Nov, I started saying the Korban Tamid, and then I added the Chumas Hadeshen, and then I added the Kiyar, so maybe some of you like me say certain parts of the Seder Korbanos. Why do you say that? It proves that we believe that Seder Avoda, as it was in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, the Chanukah miracle was in the time of the Second Temple, holds up the world. And we daven for it to be restored. We were daven for Hashem Shechina to go back to Tzion, and for the Seder HaAvoda to be restored once again, like it was under the Chashmonaim. We have stood strongly in defense of Torah's Kohanim. We display more devotion and commitment to study with each attempt as discrediting it, as expressed by all the books and the commentary that have been written on Sefer Vayikra. So what the Rav is saying here is, no matter how much they try and discredit Sefer Vayikra, there are so many books and so many mefarshim on Sefer Vayikra to remind us Torah true Jews from the time of the Chashmonaim all through the millennia that this is something we fight for. And in Yahadus, just because you don't understand something, it doesn't mean it's MS. If I don't understand something, that's my problem. That's not God's problem. Sefer Vayikra, the Seder Avoda, Torah Avoda, Gemilas Chasadim, is as much a part of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah as any of the other parts of Chumash that I do understand. Okay, so let's go, where am I up to? Over here. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. It used to be, I don't think it is anymore, but it used to be not so long ago that when school children started learning Chumash, today they begin in Bereishis. Even in my day, I began in Bereishis. Parshas Lech Lecha was the first parsha and pasuk that I learned, but they began from Sefer Vayikra. Now you think that's the most esoteric part of Torah. Why are they beginning from Vayikra? But what's interesting is, according to this, we understand how important it is to inculcate the belief in the Seder Avodah in our children. And where does it go back to? The Rav says it beferush. The attack against the Seder Avodah that holds up the world, meaning the Karbanos, is from the time of the Chashmonaim and the Misyavnim. From the time of the Battle of Hanukkah. So again, I was walking this morning, Rabbi Zevlov was talking about the woman, that the Jewish woman had to be taken by the Greek officer of that district region before her marriage. And they wanted all the Jewish possessions and materiality to be dedicated to the Greek way and the Greek culture. So there were aspects that were under severe attack by the Yevanim and Misyavnim that we are not as familiar with. And it seems that the Seder Avodah and Avodas Karbanos, Toras Kohanim, is one of these ideas. And in those days, it wasn't just Sefer Vayikra. They had the actual Karbanos in those days. It's very hard for us to relate to, but that doesn't mean it's not MS. If I don't understand something, the failing is on me, not on God and not on the Torah. According to one opinion in the Gemara, in fact, the Maseches Brachos Chaf Vav Amud Beis, our daily tefillos are directly connected to the daily sacrifices offered at the same time of day. So when you daven tefillos shachris, it's connected carbon tamid baboker. Interestingly, when you daven musaf, okay, it's coming up to Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. When we daven musaf on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, what is musaf? What are we davening? An extra tefillah? You know what musaf was? It was the additional musaf, lohosif, to add. It was the additional karbanos that were brought on Rosh Chodesh, the additional Karbanos brought on Pesach, the additional Karbanos brought on Shavuos, the additional Karbanos brought on Rosh Hashanah. That's what Musaf is. Musaf corresponds to the additional Karban of the day. So very beautifully, according to one opinion, when you actually daven, and this helps you understand why Seder Avoda, the pillar of Avoda, is both Karbanos and Tefillah. At the time, the Beis HaMikdash stood, the Seder Avoda that held up the world was Karbanos. But today we don't have Karbanos anymore. So the Gemara says, what do we have? Tefillah. Tefillah holds up the world. But actually, tefillah corresponds to the daily sacrificial offerings. According to Tosfos, our Musaf, additional prayers, is a form of Unushama Parim Sifasenu. From a quote, a paraphrase from Hosea, we will render the calves of our lips. Unishalma, we will fulfill. Lahashlim, parim, cow, sifasenu. In other words, through these utterances, through these tefillos, it's as if we offer the karban. We can't offer it actually, so we offer it with our lips. So now we understand that Shimon HaTzadik, who was in the Shiare Knesset HaGadol, used to say the world stands upon three things. Yes, Torah should get its own shir series, and Gemilas Chasadim should certainly get its own shir. Tonight we're talking about Seder Avoda that holds up the world because it directly relates to the Hanukkah miracle. It wasn't only a triumph of the oil, it wasn't only a physical battle, it wasn't only Shabbos, Chodesh, and Torah, but you see that they wanted to undermine the entire integrity of our divine service of God. Our tefillos, Rav says specifically, look here, based on this Tosfos, our tefillos are substitutes for the specific sacrifices offered. 1 second, please. 1 second, please. Oh, so interesting. You see, Mrs. Feiner says that some of her grandchildren started with Sefer Vayikra. So still today, some of them start with Sefer Vayikra. So if the Maccabim, which was the name of the army, but it was headed by the Chashmonaim, okay? Those are not two interchangeable terms. The Chashmonaim were the family of Kohanim that went to battle for spirituality of the nation. They were Kohanim. They called their army the Maccabi army. Like today, the army is known as the IDF or the Tzva Haganah Yisrael. It's an acronym, Tzahal, Tzva Haganah Yisrael. Just like the Maccabi army was an acronym from Sefer Shemos, Perek Tesvav, Mi Kamocha Be'elim Hashem. So they went to battle, but it was run by, organized by, headed by, fought by the Kohanim. So Kohanim are not by nature warriors. Kohanim serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and they're also teachers. If anyone was in my shiur last night for Boca Raton, we spoke all about the Kohanim as Mechanchim of Knesset Yisrael. Excuse me, if you missed it, it's on Wayu Torah. So the Kohanim don't normally fight, but in this case, why were they fighting? Why did Pinchas get up? Why did he take the spear in his hand and he struck the Israelite man and the Midianis woman exactly at the place of their relations? Because he wanted honor, because he wanted everyone to remember Pinchas? No, why? Because he was fighting for Hashem. Why were the Chashmonaim fighting? So we would eat donuts. We would have latkes. I mean, how many donuts could every party? Oh my gosh, one of my kids said tonight at the table, I can't have another donut. Then he said, I'm going to have a donut. Then he said, I can't have another donut. Why? So we should have chalavi, yehudis, to remember. We're really fighting for avodas Hashem. And that's why the Chashmonaim went to battle. They were Kohanim. They belong in the, as teachers of Torah, they offer sacrifices to God, and they teach Bnei Yisrael Torah. But when it is required to fight back, what do? We rise up and we fight back. And what's so interesting is that, actually, I'm not going to stop the screen share. I'm going to do it after, okay? I want to do a different screen share at this juncture, but I think it makes more sense to finish the piece because we almost finished the piece of the Rav and then come back. Okay? According to Tosfos, our musuf is a form of unushama parim sufasenu. We will render the calves of our lips. Calves meaning not on your leg for those listening online. Calf, animal. Our tefillas are substitutes for the specific sacrifices offered. I want to say something interesting about sufasenu. Okay? 1 second, okay? I really want to be screen sharing in 2 different places at once, but I can't really do that. So just bear with me for a second, okay? Please. Thank you, everybody. I'm just trying to find the pasuk. There we go. What I'm doing... Okay, forgive me, bear with me. Could you see that I just copied the pasuk from Hosea down here just so you could see what I'm about to tell you, because it's easier if you see in the Lashon Nach. Okay. Kichu imachem devarim, take with yourselves, take for yourselves words. Could you see it on my screen? Should I make it bigger? Yeah, okay, you could see it. Vishuva al Hashem, return to God. Imru elav, kol tisa avon v'kach tov. Say to him, everyone, each one, kol tisa avon, everyone who carries sin, every who carries sin, all who carry sin, sorry, all who carry sin, v'kach tov, take good. And here we go. Uneshama parim sifasenu. Now the Rav says that according to Tosfos, this pasuk is referring to the fact that today we do not have karbanos. Look, kichu imachem divarim. Take with yourself words. How should you come back to God? Well, I don't have a karban asham. I don't have a karban chatas. I don't have a karban nidava. I don't have the karban asham v'day v'salui. So what should I do? I don't have the karban pesach. So you don't have the karban pesach. So what do you do? V'gadat talabincha b'yama huleimar. Pesach, matzo, marar, kol shalo amar, shlosha devarim elu, lo yatze yedecho vasho. You have to speak about it. But really, this is a paltry reminder of what should have been. And this is something that the Greeks wanted to root out, and the Misyavnim, unfortunately, fought against also. So the pasuk says, Unashama parim sifasenu. Let the cows, meaning we don't have the cows anymore, it's as if our lips fulfill the obligation of the cow. We used to have korbanos, now we have tefillah. So we're understanding, Oshlosha dvarim ha'olam ha'meit, ala Torah v'alvoda, v'algmiris chasadim, avoda is actually intimately tied to the story of Chanukah, because from the time of the Misyadim, they wanted to root it out. So the Ramban says something so beautiful, just because the word sefasenu is in this pasuk. It's a pasuk from Hosea, Yudalad Gimel, if you're listening online. I saw brought down in the biography of Mr. Irving Bunim, Zichron al-Racha. Okay? A funny place to see it, but very often biographies of beautiful Divrei Torah, Jewish biographies of Gedolei Yisrael, beautiful Divrei Torah. And in the introduction to the book on Mr. Irving Bunim, written by his son, Rabbi Amos Bunim, he quotes a beautiful Ramban. And think about this the next time you daven. Sifaseinu. How do you begin the Shemona Esrei? Today we don't have Karbanos, so the whole Avoda is Tefillah. According to Chazal, Tefillah is Shemona Esrei, the Amida. Amida, when Chazal referred to Tefillah, they're referring to the Amida, the Shemona Esrei, which is in the Shemona Esrei, where we daven for Yerushalayim Mircha Barachim Tashuv et Samech David Avdecha Mehira Satzmiach Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Ba'amcha Yisrael. So the Ramban points out that the words of Faseinu, our lips, how do we begin the whole tefillah of the Shemona Esrei? With a pasuk from Perek Nun Aleph. I'm not putting it on the screen because you all know it. Perek Nun Aleph from Tehillim. Hashem sifasai tiftach ufi agiti lasecha. Correct? Hashem sifasai tiftach. So the Ramban points out, this is so interesting. Oh my gosh, it relates to the parasha also. I'm so excited. You know, I say this many times, that there's a strong, not a strong connection. There is an absolute connection between any two words in Lashon HaKodesh that share a Shoresh, even if they don't seem to be connected. V'hine omeid al svas hayar. V'hine ola achareim sheva paros dakos. I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember the exact pasuk. Paro has a dream, I could relate it mamish to the parsha. Parshas Miketz, on the shore of the Nile River are seven fat, healthy, full-fleshed, good-looking cows. And behold, coming up after them on the shore of the river, seven skinny, gaunt, sick, thin-fleshed cows. And the seven skinny cows swallow the seven gaunt cows, and he wakes up. They're standing al Svas Hayar. So isn't this interesting? Svas means the shore, and Svas means your lips. How do you begin your Shemona Esrei? Hashem sifasai tiftach ufi agiti lasecha. Hashem, open my lips ufi agiti lasecha, so my mouth may say your praise. Yes, Mrs. Feiner, I was going to say that soon. Yosef is keneged Musaf. Are you saying that because you have an exclamation mark, like you just had an epiphany, or you're confirming? That's correct. Yosef is keneged Musaf. That's exactly right. Okay, so wait. I want to finish this insight though first, please. Okay? Oh. There you go. Neshama parim sifasenu. So what is the shoresh svas, v'hine omeid al svas hayar, the shore, the bank of the river, have to do with your lips? Now, there's a rule, Michal, it says it all the time. If two shorashim are connected in Lashon HaKodesh, they must have, if two shorashim are the same in Lashon HaKodesh, and the words seem to have no connection, they must be connected. What's the connection? So the Ramban writes, so beautifully, the shore can overflow if the water doesn't stay in place, or if the tide is up, or if there's waves. The water doesn't stay exactly in an exact line. It overflows. Excuse me. When you daven, you want your heart, your emotions, your gratitude, your thanks. You want your emotion, you want your feeling to overflow. You don't want it to be stagnant prayer that stays exactly in place. You're about to daven to Hashem. You're taking your three steps back and three steps approaching the King of all kings. Hashem sifasai tiftach. Open my shores. Let my emotions, my wants, my needs, my desires, my fears, my happiness, my thanks, as I run through the vicissitudes of life, let everything I need overflow before you as I am about to embark on the journey of tefillah. Uneshama parim sifasenu. We used to have korbanos. It used to be the pillar of avoda that held up the world was the actual seder avoda. And the Misyavnim and the Greeks were against us, and they wanted to eradicate this. And the reformers today, who follow in the steps of the Hellenists, want to eradicate this as well. And they say there's no such thing as Torah's Kohanim anymore. It was added to the biblical canon. It's not divine in nature. And the Chashmonaim Kohanim, they came and they fought for this. Not because they wanted kavod, just like Pinchas, their great-great-great-great-grandfather, the grandson of Aaron, fought for the kavod of Hashem, not for his own kavod. Going back to the Rav, the Medrash quotes an ancient tradition, an ancient accepted tradition, according to which the education of young children commenced with the study of Sefer Vayikra. So Mrs. Feiner said that she actually has, I'm sure there are probably yeshivas, I don't know if it's Hasidic cheders or whatever, that actually start with Sefer Vayikra. So it's not that we want to confuse children, it's not that we want to make children bored, chas v'shalom, but we teach them that this is a holy part of Torah. Why? Because I once heard Rabbi Shai Shechter, a couple of times heard Rabbi Shai Shechter say, in the name of his father, Shlita, Rav Herschel Shechter, that when the umos ha'olam, when the world is so against or depraved or involved in a certain area, we have to go strongly against that area. In other words, he applies it. He says, when there are shaylas of yichud that come up, so his father says, you have to be more machmir. I'm not paskening anything for anyone. You ask your own shayla. Because there's such a poritz geder in society today against it, so you have to go to the opposite extreme to stand strong, because the yetzer hara is so strong. So, when the umos ha'olam are so against Sefer Vayikra, Torah's Kohanim, the avodah that holds up the world, all the way back from the battle in the time of Hanukkah, we have to strengthen ourselves davka in this area, because they are so against it, trying to decimate this aspect of Avodah Hashem. Torah, fine, they also have good deeds, they also have the Old Testament, the Midas Chasadim, they also have charitable organizations and feel good day and help others and pay it for a day, but avodah, what kind of pillar is this? Wolf. She was married to a Greek officer. She was the daughter of a Kohen. After the destruction of the Second Temple, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai enacted many takanos to keep the temple and the avoda alive in our communal memory. So when you light the Chanukah lecht, or if yours are still burning, like mine are still burning, this is one aspect that we don't often associate with Chanukah that perhaps we should consider. You know, Shabbos we all connect to in a very visceral and real way. Thank God Shabbos is coming. I don't know. I wait the whole week for Shabbos. I wake up Tuesday, say, it's almost Shabbos. That's what the whole Shir Shalyam is. It's not only the Shir that the Levim used to say while the Avodah was being done. It's a countdown until Shabbos. And Bris Milah, yeah, some today are against it, but it's a real mark of a Jew. And Rosh Chodesh, we look forward to and we keep. But Karbanos is not something we could connect to in a very real way anymore. But we have to understand it's a pillar that holds up the world. Mamish. And today it's tefillah. But even when we daven, we're really davening for the restoration of the Seder HaAvoda. And that's what the Greeks were against, and that's what the Hellenists were against, and that's what the assimilationists are against, and that's what the early reformers against, and that's what the church was against. So Rav Heschel Schachter says, when there's such a poritz geder in a certain area, when the Yetzer Hara is so strong in that area, Torah Jews have to go strongly in the other direction. We have to embrace the halacha in those topics. We have to be proud of that topic. You should not be embarrassed, chas v'shalom. Maybe if you don't say karbanos, it's a nice time to, I'm not giving anyone a mussar, you could do whatever you want, I'm not your rabbi. I'm sort of shir by Rabbi Sobolovsky, shlita from Yeshiva University, one of the Rosh Yeshivas, that woman, I'm not your rav. If you don't have time and you're running after little children, okay, it's a different story. It doesn't take so long to add in one of the Seder karbanos. Risa Rahman taught me a number of years ago, her husband, Chaim Howie Rahman, was murdered in Harnof, Hashem Yikom Damo. So Risa Ratman taught me a few years ago that she once learned from one of her daughters, or maybe it was the time when her husband was in the hospital, that if you only have time for one passage of the Karbanos, you should say at least the Karban Tamid. It really doesn't take long. It's a paragraph. As a Karban Echa Taseh Beboka, as a Karban Hasheni, as a Kavis Echa Taseh Beboka, as a Kavis Hasheni Taseh Ben Arbaim, Kemichas Beboka. Why do we say this? Why am I saying the Karban Tamid? It's like 2,000 years after Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. You have to remember that the tefillah, you're davening, it's right before Psukei Dezimra, is only a commemoration of the avodah that once was. And this, too, was a pillar of avodas Hashem that the Misyavnim and the Yevanim wanted to root out. They defiled the temple. They didn't physically destroy the temple, but they defiled it. And when it's in a state of being defiled, in a state of tumah, the karbanos have to be brought in a state of tahara. They were against this pillar of our avodah. Says the Rav, after the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai enacted many takanos to keep the temple and the avodah alive in our communal memory. So again, if you look in your siddur, you'll find the Seder karbanos. So I say the kiar, the truma sadashen, and the karban tamid. And when you think about this, and when you look at the Chanukah, and when you light the Chanukah, this too was a fight of the Kohanim. Despite the seeming absurdity of hoping for such a future in such a dark and foreboding time, in addition to saying Seder Karbanos, which affirms our belief in Kol HaTorah Kula, we don't keep the parts of Torah that we understand and don't keep the parts of Torah we don't understand. We don't keep the parts of Torah that are politically correct and discard the parts of Torah that are politically incorrect. We don't keep the parts of Torah that make us feel good and discard the parts that don't make us feel good. The whole Torah should make us feel good. And God doesn't need to be politically correct. If the Torah says bring karbanos, so you bring karbanos. And if the Mishnah says it holds up the world, it holds up the world. And if the Greeks say don't do it, then you could rest assured it's MS. Because when your enemy says, I want to eradicate that, that's when you know it's the absolute truth if you had any doubts before. In addition to all this affirming our belief in Kol HaTorah Kulam, it also reminds us that we still long for the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. Who's at my door? Hello?
Yeah.
Who's there?
Me.
You scared me. You knocked? Oh, okay. Sorry. Despite the seeming absurdity of hoping for such a future, and oh, the other thing that the Seder Avoda Karbanos reminds us of is not only the battle against the Umas HaOlam, but also that we long for the time when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. The Hellenists were not interested in restoring the normal Avoda. The Reformers were not interested. They were embarrassed about being Jewish. They don't want to have any of this. This is antiquated. That's for the Dark Ages. We, Torah true Jews, daven for the time when Sefer Vayikra will be relevant again and the ultimate battle over the forces that seek to destroy us will finally be eradicated. Despite the seeming absurdity of hoping for such a future, concludes the Rav, in such a dark and foreboding time, right? It was right in the aftermath of Churban Bayis Sheni. Could you even dream of the Beis HaMikdash being rebuilt? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had the courage to look forward and see a future of Avodas Beis HaMikdash. It might take 1,000 years, he said. It might take 2,000 years, like we know. Maybe it'll take a little bit more. But we will institute the Seder Avoda to remind every Jew everywhere that every time they daven, this was a fight that began, like the Rav begins his piece, from the time of the Chashmonaim and the Misyavnim. Sefer Vayikra has been attacked. But we know, like the Mishnah tells us clearly, upon three things the world stands. Al HaTorah, V'al HaAvoda, Al Gamilus Chasadim, and this too was an aspect of Yahadus that the Misyavnim / Yavanim wanted to eradicate and root out. What I wanted to point out before, and I'm not going to go to the other screen share, which is so interesting because I mentioned Pinchas. He too was a Kohen who fought for what was right. If you look in Parshas Pinchas and Perchav Ches, it goes through all the Korbanos, the Seder of Korbanos for every Yom Tov. So you see that God is affirming that when the Kohanim take action to fight L'Shem Shemayim, not for the sake of their reputation, not for wealth, not for honor, it's not what the Chashmonaim fought because they thought they would still be famous 2,000 years later and we'd be celebrating this. They fought for the Ribbono Shel Olam, and Pinchas fought for the Ribbono Shel Olam. So how did Hashem reward him? In the parasha of Pinchas, Hashem gave us what? The halachos and the mitzvos regarding the korbanos. And you see how pivotal, even though we lack understanding and ability to relate, how crucial they are. And remember, if the Umas HaOlam fight us about it, you can rest assured that it's absolute MS. As to what Mrs. Feiner posted before, I learned that from Donna Shapiro a number of years ago, from Donna Shapiro in the name of Rebbetzin Yeager, that the Avos are connected to three Tfilos, okay? Ava Meshachris, Meseches Brachos, Chafav Amarbeis, Ava Meshachris. Yitzchak is Mincha, Yaakov is Arvis. We're not going to go through now each Pasuk, we don't have time. And Donna told us at our Shabbos table, Ima, you've met Donna here. Remember Donna? Yeah. Donna told us, the Rebbetzin Yeager said, that Yosef is connected Musaf. Yosef at Tzaddik is connected the Musaf offering. What's so interesting about that in light of our Shir is that Yosef is the Hanukkah Jew. And his story is always read by the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. And here you have another connection. If Yosef is the Hanukkah Jew and he represents the Musaf offerings, we see that he stands for the avoda of Korbanos that holds up the world, and therefore he stands for the Torah true Judaism, which was really the fight of the Chashmonaim against the Greeks. So another connection between Yosef, Musaf, avoda, pillar that holds up the world, and one of the bastions of Am Yisrael and Torah Yisrael that the Umos HaOlam, beginning with the Yavanim / Hellenists, wanted to eradicate and root out. So the next time you daven, I don't know if anyone here davens Arvis, and certainly we are hopefully all daven Shachris, Hashem Sefasai Tif Techu Fiyagit Asecha. Remember that you're holding up the world. Remember that we're davening for the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash. Remember that we ask Hashem to let our lips overflow, just like Al Sfas HaYa'or overflows. So I thank everyone for joining. I thank our sponsors, the neshama of Hachover Shalom ben Shabsai, Zichrona Levracha, should merit an aliyah neshama, Dvorah Mayblum's father, the neshama of Zev Wolf, that's actually very relevant to our shir, ben Shlomo, Franciscus Father, Zichrona Levracha, Shomerena Li Neshama, and we wish your Chaved Bat Liba not only a healthy recovery from her cochlear implant surgery, but a future of a lot of hearing, a lot of simcha, in good health to enjoy. So thank you so much, everybody. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a meaningful, uplifting Yom Tov of Chanukah, and again, Chodesh. Thank you so much. Pinchas is a Gilgal of Yitzchak, of Oda. I never heard that. Bobby Feiner, could you email me more about that? That's really cool. That relates perfectly to our shir. Pinchas is a Gilgal of Yitzchak. Esti Klein, you're nodding yes. You've heard that before? Pinchas is a Gilgal of Yitzchak, the pillar of Avoda. That's fantastic. So that mamish tied, I didn't even know that. Yitzchak is Avoda, which I said in the beginning of the shir. Why is Yitzchak Avoda? Because he was the Karban. He was the only one of the Avos who has the Ola Tamima. So he is obviously the pillar of Avoda. And we tied Pinchas into the shir. Pinchas is a Gilgal of Yitzchak. Same gematria. Pinchas and Yitzchak have the same gematria. Wow. I'm glad I stayed on to read the comments. Huh. I'm going to add that to my shir notes. Okay. I hope the people on Yahrut Torah are still listening. That is really cool. Thank you to Bobby Feiner who pointed out the Pinchas, who we tied into shir, and it's in his parasha where we have all the korbanos. Parashat Ches. You could look it up in Bamidbar, including Musaf. Ties into Yosef, is a Gilgal of Yitzchak, and I said right in the beginning of the Shir that the Avoda that holds up the world is Keneged Yitzchak, because Yitzchak was Kachnas Binchas Yechidcha V'lech L'Aretz Maria Acharei Mashar Eka V'aleu Sham La'ola. He was the original Avoda. Pinchas, the grandson of Aaron, stood up to defend the Avoda. He's a Gilgal, that's amazing. The Chashmonai went in the path of Pinchas to take vengeance, Bekano Eskinasi, by the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and still today we celebrate this Yom Tov in merit of the MS of Torah, the validity of Sefer Vayikra, and the importance of Seder Avoda to our Avoda Hashem. Wow, great P.S. Thank you. I'm going to add that to my notes. Everyone, add it to your notes. Have a wonderful Shabbos, and a Ge'in Chodesh, and a Lichtige Chanukah. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining. Kol Tov, Laila Tov.